evening, folks. Carolyn Evers, and I'm delighted to introduce Charlene McNeil. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, everybody.
You know, something that I wanted to discuss today, Charlene, was the iron. You know, we were talking about that the last time we chatted on the phone.
Yeah.
And I did some research on it. And something that I found out, and I thought it was important enough, really, to talk about it on the show today. Something that I found out that if you're not eating meat and you're a vegetarian, you're really going to have difficulty getting the required, well, what would be the what the government recommends as a minimum amount.
Are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, just a minute.
Anyway, what I wanted to
wrong with my phone, like.
What I wanted to tell the audience was,
okay,
if a lot of people today are trying to cut back on meat because they, for a lot of reasons. One of them, they want to work on a vegetarian diet. They're thinking of ascension. They're trying to clear the body, make it lighter. And one of the things that I found out, I got this information from the McKinley Health Center in Illinois, but actually you could do a search in the search engine and get any medical information on dietary sources of iron. But one of the things that they said that I thought was so fascinating, Charlene, is if you are a vegetarian, that it is more difficult to absorb the iron in your system because the iron sources, which is primarily in fruits and vegetables, dried beans and nuts, that's harder to absorb that iron. And then they mentioned what the minimum requirements are. And if you're postmenopausal, a woman needs 8 milligrams of iron a day. But if you're not postmenopausal, then and you're vegetarian, it's going to take 33 milligrams a day. And when you look at the sources of iron, if you're eating meat, well, you've got a good chance of taking in that amount of iron because it says beef liver is 7.5 milligrams of iron. Well, if you eat meat a couple times a day, you would get probably have all the iron that you really need. But if you're eating fish or turkey or chicken, or you're eating things like apricots or baked beans, this sort of thing, you can really have a hard time getting the amount of iron that you need. For instance, if you eat 10 or 12 raw almonds, you're not even getting 1 milligram of iron, not even 1/7. You're going to have to eat 10 apricots, dried apricots. You're only going to get 1.7 milligrams of iron. So if you are a vegetarian and you're premenopausal, you need 33 milligrams of iron a day, according to this. That'd be really tough doing it. So you're looking then to take a supplement, and it's easy to overdose on a supplement. You got to be careful of that. So I just thought that was very interesting. Do you have any comments to make on that, Charlene?
Well, raisins are pretty high in iron.
Well, let's see what raisins are on the list.
Yeah, look at that and see how much raisins are.
Well, for raisins, now this is 1/4 cup, not packed, just in there loosely. You're only getting 1 milligram of iron.
Oh.
And blackstrap molasses, 1 tablespoon is 2.3.
Right.
Lima beans, 1/2 cup is 1.8. Dates, you're going to have to eat 10 dates to get 1.6 milligrams of iron.
So how much is spinach?
1/2 cup is 2 milligrams.
Yeah, iron's pretty high. I mean, spinach is pretty high.
Yeah, but it's not high if you need 33 milligrams.
Yeah, a day, huh?
Yeah. So if you're turning your diet towards a vegetarian diet, you really need to make note of this, I think, and do a little bit of research. I just thought I would throw that out to people, give them a little something to think about. If you're eating meat and you eat meat every day, at every meal, there's a good chance that you have enough iron looking at, you know, how much iron is in the different sources. But if you're moving away from meat and you're moving towards a vegetarian, or if you are a vegetarian, then I think you really need to take a look at just how much iron you're getting. And one of the big symptoms, if you're deficient in iron, is fatigue. You know, we women talk about being tired all the time.
Yeah, that is one of them.
Yeah, so extreme fatigue and feeling of weakness. So
another one is low potassium.
Well, that too. That's probably something we could bring up on another show. But
right.
I thought I'd, because there's an awful lot of information about potassium that we need to look into. But I thought the iron was an interesting topic to mention. And something else that I want to talk about, Charlene, are you aware of the secret?
Yes.
Now, this isn't something you whisper behind closed hands.
Yeah, I'm aware of it.
Did you read the book or see the movie?
No, I've not done either one.
Well, I hadn't seen the CD, but I picked up the book over last weekend. And the book is really interesting, because it has so much to do with the work that we do.
Right.
And that's why I wanted to bring it up. And on page 25 of the book, there's secret summaries. And when you listen to this, I just want to mention these to you, because you can really relate to it, and so can I, because it's right in the field that we work with. The great secret of life is the law of attraction. The law of attraction says, like attracts like, so when you think a thought, you are also attracting like thoughts to you. Thoughts are magnetic, and thoughts have a frequency. As you think thoughts, they are sent out into the universe, and they magnetically attract all like things that are on the same frequency. Everything sent out returns to the source, you. You are like a human transmission tower, transmitting a frequency with your thoughts. If you want to change anything in your life, change the frequency by changing your thoughts. Your current thoughts are creating your future life. I really like that one. What you think about the most or focus on the most will appear as your life. Your thoughts become things. So what do you think of that?
Well, most people, they say, have you seen The Secret or have you read it? And I say, no. But they tell me all about it. And I said, well, I've been teaching it for 20 years.
That's right.
So it's no different to me. And they talk about the collage. I've been having clients do collages for, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because it works. I can have somebody do a collage, which is a poster, and they'll take magazines and cut it out without even thinking about what pictures. If a picture just strikes them, they cut it out, put it on the poster board, then I integrate it. That's what I call putting it in the field. and it comes about. It just happens. It's just an incredible experience with everybody to see, not even see the collage for, you know, a year or two and pick it up, and all of a sudden they're looking at it and saying, oh, that's all happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've had the energy put on it to have that manifested in their life. Not only are they thinking it, but they're seeing it with their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're feeling what they would have from that. Interesting enough, even things that they did not necessarily feel on a conscious level that they wanted, but on a subconscious level, or their higher self. I always say, let your higher self pick it out. Pick out the pictures. And interesting enough, they'll find out, oh, that has happened, and oh, that's what the picture meant.
Well, you know, when I was reading that, the thing that intrigued me was our past lives, because Sunday and Saturday, Archangel Michael and the Heavenly Host worked with me on the radio. And I was sitting here reading The Secret, and we think of The Secret in terms of our current lifetime.
Right.
But if we think of The Secret and this law of attraction through all of our past lifetimes, and we think of all of the past lifetimes that we have lived, that our thoughts from the past attracted certain results in our lives, and then they, if we didn't clear those, they then set up patterns, which means if you were fearful over a certain thing in your past and you kept repeating that because it wasn't cleared, it has formed a pattern. And, you know, we work with that too, Charlene, clearing patterns, clearing the results of present thinking. And so I thought about The Secret with regards to our past lifetimes and all that we've got to clear.
So because the past life is part of the cellular memory.
Let me give the phone number out to people so maybe someone wants to call in, has something cleared, or want to put a goal out in the field, as you say, bring something into your life that's pleasurable. The number is 877-876-5227. And if you're a listener in Canada, we have a toll-free number for you, too. It's 888-815-9750. So, Charlene, what was that last thing that you said? Because I wanted you to comment on it, and I forgot. That went right out of my mind.
What
did you say right before I gave the telephone numbers out?
I guess don't know which one.
That was the last thing.
That is the funniest thing.
This was the very last thing that you said, and, you know, it's right out of my mind. What can I say?
Oh, I was talking about the past life.
Yes.
The past life comes in, it's called cellular memory. It comes into the cells.
That's what I wanted you to talk about.
Oh, okay.
How about commenting a little bit on the cellular memory, and let me ask you a question. Is the cellular memory the same as DNA, or is it different?
No, your DNA is from your ancestral line. The DNA comes in your chromosomes.
Okay, so the DNA is in the chromosomes, and
right.
And then we'll take this call and we'll address that a little bit more, because I want to have an understanding between the DNA
and past life.
No.
Cellular memory.
Yes, cellular memory.
Okay, cellular memory.
Yeah, and we have a caller. And your name, caller?
Oh, it's Dominic from England again.
Oh, hi, Dominic.
Hello.
So tell us, how are you doing?
I'm fine. No new money popping up yet, but I'm confident it's sort of around the corner. But you know, I'm feeling really happy about the idea that it could be coming along any minute.
Well, you know, I just read a little bit out of The Secret about, thoughts magnetizing the thoughts that we send out magnetize a similar thought and brings that into our life, so you keep thinking about money. Anyway, what can we help you with today, Dominic?
Okay. For a good long while, it feels like I got kind of a fear blockage in my chest that extends up into the throat. And it feels almost like I swallowed a shovel or something. You know, it's something really weird. And
Dominic, you have this beautiful English accent, and here I am, this little southern U.S. belle. I'm having trouble figuring out a couple words that you're saying.
Okay.
Can you go over that again, please?
Okay. I believe I have a kind of a fear blockage in my chest.
A fear blockage.
And extending to my throat.
Okay, you have a fear blockage that's causing a constriction in your throat?
Yes.
That what you said?
And around the chest. It feels like that.
Okay. Charlene, what
and
can
you
see, darling?
Do you know what that fear is?
I don't know. I'd be really amazed to find out. I think it might be something to do with maybe another lifetime or maybe some kind of other dimensional experience.
Okay. Fear of failure?
There's probably that. Maybe failure of comprehending something, failure of doing well enough, maybe. But it's, you know, the way it's taken form is rather astounding.
Okay, that's a good point to bring up, though, because I think a lot of people have the fear of a doom and gloom because we've been taught in the, so much of that the future has doom and gloom or the negative that's going to happen. Is that correct?
I fear those things. Yes.
Yeah, that's what you fear of what. The trauma or the catastrophes or and whether you could handle it, or is that the fear?
Yeah, I remember the teenager having great nightmares about, you know, the end of the world. It's dreadful.
Yeah. And see, when you live on a land that's had a lot of war and persecution and so forth, then you're picking up the vibrational frequency from the past ancestral line.
Uh-huh.
Does that, am I explaining it?
Your perception is clear to me, yes.
Okay.
There's something else there, Charlene. He's living in a country that was involved in the Second World War.
I know. And so that's why I was saying,
uh-huh.
If you've had a lot of trauma, bloodshed, a lot of persecution and violence, and you're living in that energy, then you're picking up on that energy. We're very, very sensitive to the energy that is around us.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're having tremendous fear, you could be picking up from the land that frequency of what happened during the war.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Do you live near areas that were particularly involved in the Second World War?
I live around London area, and you know that had a lot of bombing, of course.
Yeah, they were. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think also that, you know, there have been a few battles around here hundreds of years ago, like the one
yes.
that Boadicea was caught in. That's a possibly a local one too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, and then. What happens is most of us don't realize the sensitivity that we have for the energy that we live in and around us. We don't understand how much we're picking up on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that could also be one of the issues that you have, because you talked about once before about the finances, remember?
Yeah.
Okay, if you live in an area that was devastated by, say, the war or bloodshed, persecution, and people were in lack, you're picking up on the energy.
Uh-huh.
Because mm-hmm. it's not all your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I call it, is, you know, stuff. You're picking up on what you feel from all of the energy that's been around you, that's been put on the land.
Okay.
So let's go in and clear it.
Wow.
Okay. So what I'll have to do is not only clear you, but also have God go in and protect you from the energy that is being projected from the land. And I'll see if we can pull the negative energy from the land that you live in. Tell me precisely where you're at.
I live in Pinner in London.
In what?
I live in Pinner. Sorry, what was the question again? Precisely where?
Yeah, tell me where you live.
Okay, Pinner in London.
In London? Okay. Okay. I'll go in and have God clear that area, okay?
Okay.
And I'll have him pull out, go in and watch him pull out the negative vibrational frequency of what was created in that area. And see if that lifts some of the burden that you've been carrying. Because that's what you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll help with your finances, too.
Uh-huh.
Has that been improving?
It just seems to be feeling easier. You know, I'm not terrified about my money situation at the moment. You know,
okay.
I just feel it flowing much more easily, and I'm working my way to becoming a person who would maybe normally earn a lot of money.
I love it. Keep thinking it, dear.
Yeah, I got lots of talents, but you know, to get them in order is
right.
is the other thing. You know, I think it's mentioned in the secret. You know, the people having the $1 million ideas or $10,000 ideas, but you need to be the person who can carry out the work, and I'm confident I can be that person, but, you know, it's all these things plugging me up. You know,
Dominic, one of the things I want you to do is, in regards to that, how would it feel to have abundance coming in? How would it feel?
Oh, gosh. I'm having this wonderful, lovely feeling of,
okay.
That lovely yellowy warmth.
Okay, because one of the things that we have to, not only the thoughts that you have, but you also have to have the feelings that are vibrating. What does it feel like to have abundance? What does it feel like to have it come in? So what we do is we put in, I understand what it feels like.
How about joy?
The thought pattern. And then that creates the energy that produces, goes out there and produces what the energy is that you just put out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but let's clear your fear, okay? Because that's quite prevalent in a lot of areas for a lot of people, that they have to have that fear that was from past ancestors and how they felt about what was going on around them. So I'll go in and have God clear your fears, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
He said okay. You didn't hear him, Shirley.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, he said okay.
Okay, all right, let's go do that.
You know, there's something else, Dominic. I hear this a lot of times from masters, that I work with, is before we came into this lifetime, before we actually incarnated into the body, that we reviewed on something that looks like a television set what the possibilities would be in the lifetime that we chose. And that one of the things that we saw was the Earth changes coming up.
Okay.
And people, I think, are also subconsciously remembering that,
mm-hmm.
remembering what they saw. And when you hear about storms and earthquakes, people start to get feeling a little bit antsy, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I bring this up because you can make the determination that you're going to be safe.
Uh-huh.
And it's a choice. just like we have all these other choices in life. So if you have a trigger, something comes up that you feel uncomfortable about, because there's a lot of dangers in the world today. You can plant that thought in your mind and send it out that you choose to be safe and protected. So perhaps you hadn't thought about that one, huh?
Hmm. Well, you know, one thing is, over the years, I feel like I received a lot of protection. I do still worry about the bigger global catastrophe.
Yes, it's on our minds, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I have a spirit guide who tells me that I'll be safe, and I seem to be one of these people who never actually gets involved in any kind of harsh situation.
Dominic, do you send out healing energy to the planet?
I suppose I don't think about it too often. I have ideas about doing that and probably never get around to it.
All you have to do is imagine in your mind's eye people around the world holding hands,
okay,
and being friends with each other and cooperating with each other and loving one another. That is a very good thought to send out.
Yeah, I got a little image popped up in my mind of people around the globe holding hands.
Because all you have to do, like you go to the grocery store, you're standing in line, just picture that.
Okay.
And you see, if you do that, you're sending out that thought, and you're helping to heal the planet by doing that. So, you know, we can do some wonderful things, and they don't cost money. They don't have to be, spectacular things, but you've got the power to help bring the light and peace into the world.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's... Now, how are you feeling right now?
A bit of a shift. It's still a kind of bit of a blockage around my throat area. It might change over time. We'll see. But
Dominic, are you saying that the blockage around your throat still feels like it's there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, wait just a minute, because that's what I'm wanting to know. Because I'll go back in. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go back in and clear that.
Dominic, are you sometimes hesitant about speaking what you believe in, talking
Yes.
about what you think?
Yes, very much. I suppose it takes a lot of time for me to actually make sure that everything I am thinking makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been through a time in the last 20 years when it just my whole mind felt scrambled, and I couldn't make any sense to anybody. So good many years.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm able to make sense these days, but very peculiar what I believe I've been through over the last 20 years.
Dominic, you made a statement earlier, and I heard it. You said something to the effect that you either said a lot of talents or a lot of skills. I'm not sure the exact...
Yes, creative skills. Artistic.
Have you taken inventory of those skills?
Inventory.
Thought about them. Write them down, in other words.
Oh, yes. I do writing and drawing every day.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of encounter these blocks that just kind of never allow things to come together as I want them to. And I'm continually trying to make sure my skills are functional, even if they never bring things together. Well, never kind of... Now, even if I don't find myself creating a finished drawing, I'm always...
Hey, I think you're moving towards a breakthrough, Dominic.
Yes.
Because, first of all, you're becoming aware. You're becoming aware of these things, and I really notice a difference in your tone of voice from the very first time that you called in on the show.
Oh, yeah.
You are It's like you're opening up. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as a matter of fact, I want you to feel your throat down. Because that's your throat chakra was closed.
Uh-huh.
And now it's been opened, okay?
Okay, yes.
And
it's starting to rise through it. And it's kind of contorting a bit. Yeah, something confusing is going on there. It's like sometimes there's an energy rush comes to the surface, my teeth start chattering. And
I think this is a pattern that you're working through, Dominic, that you've had in other lifetimes.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're facing it now, and you're dealing with it.
Yeah, part of that past life is what we were talking about before, because what you tried to do was speak truth and speak what your truth was, but there was a lot of persecution because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you're opening it up so that you can speak your truth in a positive way and others accept your truth in a positive way. Before, in the past life, it was accepted in a negative way, and there was persecution because of it.
Yes.
So that closed up the throat chakra.
Uh-huh.
And also ridicule, Dominic. I think in the past you tried to speak your truth and you were ridiculed also, besides being persecuted.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that seems to be an issue with you today. You want to make certain that what you're saying makes sense to other people.
Yeah. I've received lots of ridicule through all my life, really.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he opened that up so that you speak your truth in a positive way. It's accepted in a positive way.
Uh-huh.
In that way, that releases that cellular memory from the past life and also from your DNA. It also
mm-hmm.
releases it from your subconscious mind, that you're now free to speak truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you start talking a lot, don't be surprised.
Okay.
Because I've done that with a lot of people, and all of a sudden they're just like, you know, chatterboxes because they've been quiet for so long.
Call us back, Dominic. Let us know how it goes. Let us know if you're going to turn into a chatterbox or not.
Okay. Well, thank you very much indeed. Lovely to talk to you both.
Our pleasure.
Okay, bye.
Okay, talk to you again.
Charlene, before we go on, how about giving out your phone number so in case there's people who want to have a private session with you that they can call you?
801-944-9346.
And what time zone are you in so people don't call you up in the middle of the night?
No, yeah, don't do it like the one I called to Hawaii. Oh, my goodness. I thought I had the right time frame, and she answers the phone, and I said, "Hi, this is Charlene." And I said, "Oh, my goodness, did I wake you up?" And she said, "Charlene, it's only 6 o'clock in the morning."
What time zone are you in, Charlene?
Okay, right now it's 6:30.
And did you say you were in Mountain?
Yeah, it's Mountain Standard
mm-hmm,
Time.
Mm-hmm. Well, while we're talking about these things, I'd like to remind anybody who's out there listening, I'd like to remind them that this Sunday, I'm going to be working with Archangel Michael. Tune in. It's going to be an exciting afternoon, and that would, of course, be the message, and that is Sunday at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific. And I would also suggest if you're so inclined, check out www.carolynevers.com because the October schedule is up for the conference calls. And we're doing some remarkable things, bringing in the spiritual hierarchy, and people are able to ask them questions, and it is so fascinating. The last one that we did with Jesus, everyone who was on the line had some contact with him during that lifetime. It was remarkable, Charlene, because people wanted to know what their relationship with was with Jesus during that lifetime, and it was just beautiful how he told everybody how they shared the life. Well, we have another caller, and your name?
Hi, my name is Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Hi.
What can we do for you, dear?
I wanted to ask about, I was also interested about the DNA and the cellular memory.
Oh, hit a nerve, huh?
Yes, because I don't know the difference either. I thought it was the DNA is in your cells.
Well, Charlene, let's turn this over to Charlene, Maria.
Hi, Charlene.
Hi. Well, the DNA is in your chromosome. It's the same as if you have dark hair, that comes through in your DNA, doesn't it?
Yes.
Or if you have blue eyes, that comes in your DNA. So we look at our structure and we say, oh, that's just like my Aunt Irma, or that's like my grandpa. Or I have colored hair like my mother. That's our DNA.
But we also
have DNA that comes through from past ancestors that God told me that of their feelings and their thought patterns as well. And so when I go in to clear somebody, like with doing Dominic, I had to go in and clear his ancestors as well of that fear that he has of speaking his truth.
You mean ancestors as in physical relatives?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, because I thought it could be like spiritual ancestors, like, you know, spiritual, because they talk about the cleansing of the DNA.
Yeah.
And I was interested because I always want to know how to do that because I wanted to do mine. I wanted to cleanse, like, so I can go, like, on a higher vibrational frequency.
Right, right.
And I was wondering how to do that.
Well, you can go in and go into a higher, what is called a higher vibrational frequency. And that's what we've been talking about. How important it is that what we feel and what we think and what we speak becomes our vibrational frequency. So you maintain it by what you think and feel and speak, because that's your frequency. If we turn around and say negative things, that lowers your frequency. But you can raise your frequency to a God frequency. Because in the beginning, when you were created, you were in the essence of God Father and God Mother, which is the highest frequency. But we broke that down through the generations in the DNA and our past lives, and it also in this time frame. So we go in and clear all of that.
Maria, let me give you a method that you can work with that, because I sense what you're asking is how you can do this. There's a lot to do, so let me give you an idea as to how you do this. This comes from, this particular process comes from something that I received. It's called Conversations with Caesar. Julius Caesar, after he died, he studied a lot of this, and this is an explanation that he gives, and I have had other masters give the same thing. So when you go to bed at night, you know how you're drifting off to sleep and you're relaxed, your body's feeling very comfortable. You're not ready to go to sleep, but you're very relaxed. That's the stage before you go to sleep.
Yes.
Well, you scan your body. You can either start at your feet or you start at your head, and you put your consciousness, let's say you're going to start at your feet. You just put your consciousness there. You know how to do that, don't you?
I really don't, but
okay, well, you think about your feet. And it's like you're just thinking about your feet. It's like you see them in your mind's eye, as if you are scanning them with your eyes. Your eyes could be closed, but your sense, you're putting your senses there. That's all it is. It's very simple. It's nothing complicated. You just put your senses, think about your feet. It takes your thoughts. You're putting your thought at your feet. You slowly scan up from your feet up through your body. Now, you're going to come to a point or a spot where it feels uncomfortable. You will sense something in your body where there's a little bit of a disturbance there.
Like something's wrong?
Well, yeah, you might feel that something's wrong, something's uncomfortable. Then you think about that spot, and then you try and feel the emotion. Is it anger I'm feeling? Is it fear that I'm feeling? There's a disturbance there of some sort. When you get to the spot, if you can then sense what that is, and many times it's going to be either fear or anger that you're going to feel. You sense the feeling.
You're saying it's an emotion?
What?
You're saying it's an emotion?
Yes, it's an emotion. Because
okay.
What you're doing is you're picking up the emotion in your energy body.
Okay.
And once you feel that emotion, you then turn it over to God. You call down God's white light to that area. You turn that over to God for God to transmute that.
I see.
Now, sometimes you actually feel it leave your body. And sometimes, but not always, you might even get a picture of a past lifetime. You're releasing it.
You mean when you're releasing the emotion?
Yes, because it's stuck energy in your energy body.
I feel like I have, like, a lot of energy, and some of it isn't good, but the energy is, like, so strong, and I know it's of the light, and I know it's very, very strong, but there's, like, things that are, like, holding me back or pain and things like that.
Okay, pain. Let's take pain, Maria. Where in your body right now are you feeling pain?
I feel it in my spine and my tailbone.
Okay, you're feeling pain in your tailbone. Charlene, do you want me to continue with this, or do you want to help her with that pain in her tailbone?
Well, go ahead and talk to her, and I'll go in and have God release it.
Okay. While we're talking, Maria, Charlene's going to go in and ask God to release that pain.
Thank you. You know, I feel so strong about all of this, and I feel I work with the light. I feel like I'm a light being,
mm-hmm.
but I feel so much blockage of so much pain that I've been through. My spinal, the bottom, I had very many epidurals
mm-hmm.
When I bore my children. I had 5 children.
Mm-hmm.
And the other night I was crawling on the floor because of the pain.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the more I'm getting closer to the light,
mm-hmm.
the more this pain that was very, very hard on me, it's kind of wants to shift, or it's moving around, and it's not releasing. It's just, it's there. It hurts.
And Maria, let me ask you a question. Why do you think that's happening?
Sometimes I think that it's because that's the beginning of life, when I gave life, and it's the tailbone is like where the chakra, and that's my life too. And there was like a parallel. There's something that links me with giving life and me being alive, and it just took a lot of my energy. It took.
Well, you know, that could be, but let me give you another thought and just consider this. So you made a couple statements about your desire to move on. In other words, it sounds to me like you're reaching out for the light. You want to go up to the next higher level. And what happens when a person starts to feel that way, these things come up to be released, so then we can move to the next higher dimension. This is all preparing us for ascension.
But I was crawling on the floor. The pain was just so hard, and I'm thinking, why has this come up? I was doing so well, and I've been working so hard on myself, you know, not hard like being hard on myself, but I was really like feeling the light, and all of a sudden I got this, like it was a spiritual attack, and it wanted just to tear me down, and I was crawling on the floor from
pain.
Well,
first of all, Charlene's going to go in and ask God to release that. We'll see what she says about it, and then we'll talk more about it. You
okay,
know, something
Maria,
that you... Something that you might be interested in, if we can just take a moment, is the book that I've gotten from a lot of masters called Chaos Before Creation. Goes into all different aspects of healing. That's also on my website, carolynevers.com. You might want to just go and look at that and see what it says, because there's a lot of information about that. So, Charlene, what did you see, dear?
Well, what's going on is when you have epidurals in that particular area, what happens is there's been shock, trauma, and panic and fear that has been created in those cells in that area.
What does that mean?
Well, because the epidural sends in creating a fear within the cells.
Fear?
Yes, because what I'm doing is having God pull out the medication from those cells.
Oh.
So that it's in there. It's those feelings are of fear and trauma and panic has been injected. Anytime you interfere with the cells, they're going to feel a sense of trauma.
They have memory.
Yes, they have total memory.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything in our bodies have memory. Every single cell has its own memory, its own intelligence.
Really?
And what happens is, when you have those kind of things happen to you, then it's important to go in and clear that. Clear out the shock, trauma, panic, the fear that has been created in those cells. Pull out the negative, dark entities that are trying to keep you from going into a higher dimension. So that was just all done for you.
Oh, thank you. I feel better.
Yes.
I feel a lot better, but it was just such a big emotion in my life.
Well, but
and I don't want that to hold me down from ascending.
Yeah, but it is.
Ultimately, that's what I want to do.
Okay, but don't go in. But the fear creates
panic.
Yeah,
panic
keeps. See, you go into a state of panic.
I do.
Yeah.
And I don't want that.
Okay, but want is future. As soon as it happens, you ask God to pull out the negative vibrational frequency.
Yeah, I had to. After 2 or 3 days, I had to literally pray and ask God, please take this. And after I did that, a few hours, remarkably, I felt better.
Okay, but as soon as you do that, then once God pulls it out, then make sure you put God's love, light, and energy back in.
Oh.
Because you've created a void. It's called a void or the vacuum effect. Whenever you take out a negative, always put a positive back in.
And how do I do that?
You just ask God to put his love, light, and energy back in.
Like I create like an opening?
Yeah, it creates an opening of the energy field.
So wouldn't I have to like close that by doing that?
You close it by asking God to replace it with his love, light, and energy.
Oh, okay. This seems so easy when you hear about it or read about it, but when you do it, it's another story.
Right. Well, that's because you get into the trauma.
The trauma, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And so then it's very difficult for you to pull yourself out of it.
You're right.
You can always ask God to do it.
You're right, I read about that, and the trauma, but it's completely different when you're going through it than when you're reading it.
Yeah, and so as soon as it happens, you don't wait around 2 or 3 days.
Oh.
You do it the moment it happens.
I thought I was imagining it, and people, crazy.
No, you're not.
Or just let me interject a thought. Some people can't, if they find that they can't do it for themselves, then you work with an energy worker.
That's what I'm.
And that's what Charlene is, and that's what she's doing with you and God.
I see. Then this is something serious. A lot of people, I mention this, oh, that's crazy. Oh, that's ridiculous. How can you think about ascending and I really can't talk to anybody that's like-minded about this.
Well, that's why we do the radio show.
Oh, and it's
yeah.
Yes, because it's different when you read about it and when you go through it, you have nobody to talk to about it. people think people are crazy when they talk about that.
Well, but there's
You're more aware, Maria.
Right.
You're more aware, and your friends are not. You're opening up to these concepts, and you're making great strides.
I'm very happy about it because this is what I always felt was true, and I've worked very hard all my life for this, and I'm not going to let go of it.
Well, you're actually, after today, that you went in and had God work with you today, you were what's called, you're on the sixth dimension. So you are at a higher vibrational frequency as of today.
Well, I'm going to keep working because I'm going to do what I have to do. And I will never let that, you know, it's inside of me. And I'm not, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
We all have the key. We just have to go in there and do what we have to do. Unblock it and open it up and all of that and get to where we're going. I have to keep faith.
You can call me anytime.
Oh, thank you.
And we'll go in and pull it and put new in and what we do is go in and return yourselves to the higher God intelligence. Because all things were created in perfect form.
Why do they call it intelligence? That's another thing I wanted to ask. If it's the way it's supposed to be and it's meant to be, why is there a label on it? Why don't people with their faith and their hope just say, it is, it just is? Why is it named like intelligence?
Well, because all your cells have intelligence.
I just don't understand. I just know that it is the way it is. Whether it's intelligent or not, I think it's not really up to us to put a label. It's just the light form is just the way it's always been.
Well, but isn't it got an intelligence of how it's supposed to be?
But I don't understand why it would be said an intelligence because he's smarter than everybody else.
Well, but your cells are, each one of your cells has an intelligence that knows exactly. You don't get the ears cells mixed up with the eye, do you?
I understand.
I
understand. We know what we're doing when we know we're doing something wrong and doing something right. It's
right.
An intelligence, but I just think it's so much more than that.
Well, yeah, you know, and it's hard to cover the whole thing in just an hour on the radio.
I wanted to ask, what was your phone number again, please?
801.
Wait, let me write this down. 801.
944.
93. 4646. I don't want to take any more time because I know it's a blessing to be able to talk to you. Both of you ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
And God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Maria.
And I hope you keep helping everyone here on the planet.
Well, thank you.
Thank you again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Maria, tune in Sunday.
You have a program, right?
Archangel Michael is going to be, I'm going to be channeling Archangel Michael.
Oh, what time at 2?
I don't know what time zone you're in. It's 4 Eastern,
I'm Eastern
2 Eastern. Pacific.
Eastern, so it'd be 4.
Mm-hmm.
I read all of those channelings, and I really listen and pay attention to them.
Well, you can call in then. He's available to answer questions, too. It's going to be very interesting.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm going to pass it on to other people, too. I try to. And they, you know, they often think I'm crazy.
It's in the archives for last week. I channeled him Saturday and Sunday, and on Saturday he brought in several of the ascended masters, and they discussed ascension.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
It really was, and we also we have ascension phone calls. On the website, one of them, it's called Fireside Chat. We have several Ascended Masters who come in and discuss Ascension. You might be interested in joining the conference call on that one.
On your website?
Yes, CarolynEvers.com.
I have it.
The top right-hand button up in the top right-hand corner, it says conference calls. The schedule is there for October, and the one that says the Fireside Chat is the one where several masters come in and discuss ascension.
And what the chat is, you open up a chat in the room and
people
your...
call on the telephone. We gather on the telephone at a certain time and at a when they call in at a certain phone number.
Oh,
and then usually Archangel Michael opens the session. He is the one that holds the space between the two dimensions. And, darling, we've got to get off the phone, sweetheart. It's our time.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
God bless you both. Thank you again.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Hugs.
Well, Charlene, we have to say goodbye, too, darling.
Yeah, I guess so. That went fast.
Yes. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Love you.
Love you. See you next week. Bye.